Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on our website, the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download it, or more importantly, just sit in the chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link, support Devil Radio. It's up there because many of you asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in this state every day, calling our elections into question, spreading the big lie, hinting, nodding that somehow there's something wrong with our elections. The big lie, Devil Radio is the one strong force against that. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, why do I have to keep mentioning Marjorie Taylor Greene? I'd like to not have to mention Marjorie Taylor Greene occasionally, but she stinks up the joint regularly, and she's done it again. Kind of a Dracula type, fangs full of message, comes in looking at your throat, and here is what she said yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday denounced Kwanzaa as a, quote, fake religion, end quote, quote, created by a psychopath, end quote. She said this to the College Republican National Committee. The background on this, before we get to what she said, is that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and, you know, anybody in their right mind will issue statements congratulating people who are involved in Kwanzaa, who celebrate Kwanzaa, and hope that they have a happy holiday and so on, which is what you should do. People have very diverse interests and ideas. Now, first of all, Kwanzaa is not a religion. Kwanzaa is not a religion. It was invented in 1966 by a professor in California as simply a celebration of African history and culture. And because the Christmas season in our country and in Europe and throughout much of the world is considered a time of peace, joy, goodwill, gift giving, and whether or not people celebrate Christmas, of course I do, but people who don't, okay, that's fine, but there's a feeling of goodwill. So they put the Kwanzaa celebration. It's a week-long festival of African history and culture. There's a lot of music, dancing, speeches. It's terrific. It's fun. It is not a religion. Most of the people who celebrate in the African-American community are Christians. And it is simply a celebration of culture. So this idiot stinks it up with the College Republicans, the College Republican National Committee, to attack it. Now, here's the problem with her. I mean, she creates division. She's been stripped of all her committee assignments for good reason. She advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and hinted at it for Barack Obama. Why she was not prosecuted? How many times do I have to say this? Why Merrick Garland did not prosecute her? I do not think it is because of the expiration of the statute of limitations. Felonies in the federal system are 5 years, 5 years. And she shot her mouth off just before she got elected. I don't even think the 5 years have run today, but they certainly hadn't a year or two ago. And just because she's a member of Congress, just because Trump was the Republican nominee when he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, he should have been in handcuffs. He should have been in handcuffs. Somebody had said that about him, they would have been in handcuffs. He was not because he was the nominee. People at the highest levels of their party have issued threats of violence, of killing, of assassination. You know, you had Jesse Waters of Fox. We talked about him yesterday, the kill shot against Fauci. It's an ambush and he won't see it coming. And he was not prosecuted. So far, he hasn't been prosecuted. 5 year statute of limitations. He could be prosecuted up into the year 2026. Why is he not in handcuffs? Why is he not in handcuffs for advocating the killing of the principal epidemiologist in the country? The clown said, well, it's metaphorical. Well, no, 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 no. You don't threaten to kill somebody or suggest it and laugh about it and say it's metaphorical. You know, that's a defense you can give to the jury. That's a defense you can give to the jury. Say, it was a metaphor. And they'll ask him, what's a metaphor? He won't know. This is not the brightest bulb on the tree, this guy. Then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene. And, you know, when you start attacking people based on their culture and so forth, their religion, that is toxic. That's very, very dangerous. It's driving divisions in this country. It's wrong and unnecessary. She contributes nothing. She roams the call. She roams the halls of Congress and no committee, nothing to do. If you're not in a committee, you got nothing to do, except for the rare occasions when they all get together and vote on something that's actually been reduced to a bill. But the rest of them is like the Flying Dutchman, the ghost ship. You know, it goes around the seas and they board it and there's no crew on it. Well, that's where she is. This lights are on, nobody's home with her. But that's what she did, attacked Kwanzaa for the love of Pete. Come on. Where is Kevin McCarthy? Where's Moscow Mitch? Yeah, I know she's in the House. Moscow Mitch is in the Senate. It's all one Congress. Where is the chairwoman of the Republican Party, the National Committee? Where is whoever the head of the College Republicans is? Where are other people in Georgia? I'm not just talking about Raphael Warnock. I'm talking about Republicans in Georgia. That's where she's from. To say she's a disgrace. Get her out of the Congress. But until somebody does something in their own party, somebody gets up on his hind legs and says, you know, enough's enough. Even the Trump White House would, you know, they routinely send out congratulations to all ethnic holidays. Every White House does it. It has nothing to do with the real sentiments, of the president or anybody else. It's kind of automatic. It's kind of a lubricant in society that stops violence. She foments violence. She's got to be out of the Congress. Well, a piece of good news, Biden extended the moratorium on student loan repayments for 90 days. They are still exempt right now from making those repayments, but that is a Band-Aid on a wound. You do not put a Band-Aid on a wound. You take care of the wound. There are 41 million people in this country who have student loans. 41 million people. 27 million of them haven't been paying anything on their loans since early March of 2020. Not 2021, 2020. It's going to go on 2 years this coming March. Here's some things that have to be done. The idea is, it's kind of a Band-Aid. All right, once these moratoria expire, well, what are we going to, you know, what's the proposal to pay student loans? And the proposal is that the first 10 grand will be forgiven. And that's something, but let me tell you something. People aren't borrowing 10 grand anymore. Some are borrowing 200 grand, 80 grand, 90 grand, 150 grand, 50 or 60 grand. A lot of that money, if you think about it, these are kids coming out of school, hoping to find a job. Some can't find a job. And if they do find a job, that is the equivalent of a mortgage on a house right away, and they have no house. Now, an education is a capital asset. It's the most important asset you have. Republicans have done everything in their power to scoff at college educations, insult college educations, try to make some sort of class divide. Let me tell you something. In the old days, none of my grandparents went to college. They couldn't afford to. They hadn't been in this country all that long. I mean, they had, but it was their grandparents who came over. And they worked very, very hard to save up money for their kids to go to college. They were proud that their kids went to college. They pushed them to go to college. And then my parents, my mom did not go to college, my dad did, but they did everything in their power to make all of us go to college. People should have aspirations for their kids to go to college, okay? Stop this right-wing Republican nut job stuff. But when people do go to college, the tuitions now are expensive. And in some of them, you can get a superb education in Wisconsin by going to one of the UW campuses. You can take a part-time job. You can take a part-time job. I'd like to see you go through in 4 years, but if you have to take 5 or 6 years of the part-time job, so be it. So be it. But many people borrow. And here are some of the innovations. Here are some of the reforms that I think we should put in. One of them is, at one time, the government guaranteed, it didn't pay, but it guaranteed your loans up to a certain amount. What that did was, because the banks then knew they were certain to be repaid, the interest rates went way down. So we were paying 3% interest rate instead of some people paying 9% interest rates, and some people can barely pay the interest at 9%. The government should go back to guaranteeing student loans up to a certain amount. The default rate was very low, and it was a lot cheaper than what we're doing right now. Secondly, you should let people refinance. If you have a mortgage and you get another bank that'll give you a better deal, you refinance. You can't do that with most student loans. That was put in at the bank's request. Well, I'm tired of the bank's request, okay? Let me put it as bluntly as that. The hell with the bank's request. You should be able to refinance. There should be competition among banks. They shouldn't be able to sit back at high interest loans. And third, federal money should not be given to these private online universities that just use the name university, and they'll take a portion of a state, like University of Northeast Idaho or something, making it sound like it is a government thing. It's not a government thing. Much of the money that is used for federal subsidies of college is going to for-profit online groups. Online education is not as good as in-person education. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. The Federal Trade Commission should forbid the use of the word university unless you're a chartered university with in-person instruction. And that's number one. And they shouldn't be able to use the word state or this state or that state. And no money should be given by the federal government to these private online universities. That would be a big improvement. And these are some ideas. Think about them. Important ideas. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.